Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking. And if it is the first Monday and Tuesday from 2 to 3 of each month, it must be Breaking Murphy's Law, starring Michael Hoffman. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are you doing, Dave?
Good. A long time no see since yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're back today for another good round.
I liked yesterday's show. Wasn't that good?
You did? We didn't have any really great guests.
No, but you're a great guest.
Oh, really? Well, thank you. Okay. Yeah. I was a guest yesterday.
You were great. Okay. Oh. And if you look in the green room or the whatever, the producer's room, what do you see?
I see. Oh, I see.
Yeah,
Lily.
We're getting our pictures taken.
Oh, no.
And we're not talking about Tommy, but we do love Tommy, though.
Yeah, okay, wow.
We Tommy, I didn't see your tie today. Oh, it's musical.
Wow.
Yeah. Ask Lily if she knew you were a drummer. Yeah. Okay. No. Oh, you didn't know? Okay.
Okay.
We can't hear through the glass. The bulletproof glass. We need bulletproof glass, don't we? Glass. What am I saying?
Bulletproof grass.
Say that three times.
Well, I got to be careful in this state.
Yeah,
now.
Especially if we're in California.
Yeah. Well,
oh, Utah or no, Colorado or Washington.
What? No, in Arizona too.
No, but it's actually.
They have bulletproof grass?
No, they there's no bulletproof grass.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's a different topic for another time.
Okay,
anyway,
well,
smile. We're getting our picture taken by the lovely Lily.
Boy.
Okay, anyway, we got a great show today. You have a returning veteran coming in from a show, I think, a month ago.
Right.
It was most fascinating, I thought, on health issues. This lady is phenomenal in her knowledge. Mm-hmm. Why don't you introduce our mystery guest?
Okay, well, we are so privileged to have back again this month our guest by popular demand, Ramona de la Cruz. Ramona, welcome to our show today.
Well, thank you, Mike, and thank you, Dave, and I appreciate being here.
You're welcome.
Thank
I like your hat.
Thank you for the invitation.
Your hat is cool.
Yes, I keeps the hair nice and sleek.
Oh, nice.
Well groomed.
Nice description. Sleek. Uh-huh. I like that word,
well,
sleek.
Well, I like when my hair is sleek. Does my hair look sleek?
I usually say it hides the multitude of sin.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's even better, actually. Really?
Your hair looks pretty sleek.
Yeah, sleek, and I use Carol. I mean, what is it called? Anyway,
just Clairol. Okay.
Yeah, that one.
Clairol, yeah. Okay.
Well. I was going to say Carol, but I don't know Carol.
I don't know. Okay.
Okay. So what do we got today? We got some medical things. I really enjoyed last month's show, and if you want to hear the repeat of it, go to BreakRadioShow.com, BreakRadioShow.com, go to Archives under Breaking Murphy's Law, and you can hear all that great information, Ramona, that you talked about last show. So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, I think what we'll talk about, well, first we'll ask, what is Murphy's Law?
Yes,
don't
the
we always ask that? Don't
That's
we always
right.
ask that at the beginning? What's Murphy's Law?
Michael, what is Murphy's Law?
Oh, I think it is what can go wrong will go wrong.
Oh, yes.
Like Dave forgetting about the monologue.
Yeah,
right. That would be Murphy's Law.
That would be Murphy's Law.
And if Mike forgot about it, too, boy, that'd really be Murphy's Law.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Like calling the IRS. Is that Murphy's Law?
Yeah. Well, what? Calling the IRS yourself?
I called them today.
Oh, you did?
Twice.
Well, on purpose?
No, I did. Yes, I did.
Okay, wow.
It worked out. They were very polite.
Uh-huh, okay.
They usually are, though.
Right.
No, really.
Okay.
I give them a thumbs up.
It's better if you call them than if they call
you.
Yeah.
No, I just called them regarding some clients, and they were very polite, very nice, very, very good calls.
Okay, good.
And that's my monologue for today.
Okay, congratulations. Well, okay, wow. So anyway, the point of our show, Breaking Murphy's Law, is to help you to minimize the impact of Murphy's Law in your lives and businesses. We want to defeat Murphy's Law. We want to overcome Murphy's Law. We want to give people advice, inspiration, and tools that will help them in life and business. Really, we want to help you and give you ideas that will help you to achieve your own personal potential in order to help you break Murphy's Law before Murphy's Law breaks you. So, you know, we are all products of a framework that is established without us even knowing it, established during our formative years, through the process of evolution, and through our exposure to our environment. And in fact, we are pre-programmed without knowing it, and it's not easy to overcome this pre-programming. Our physical, emotional health is determined by what we put into our bodies and into our minds. And often, this comes from our environment also. Your thoughts lead to behaviors, your behaviors lead to actions, your actions lead to the results you attain in life. So often we say, do what you've always done, get what you always got, or keep doing the same thing. Are you going to get different results? Probably not, huh? So just as with a garden, you put water and nutrients into the soil. You pull weeds that would choke out the plants that you really want to grow. So too it is with our minds and bodies. Focus on the positive. Remove the pessimistic. Those pessimistic negative thoughts that are like weeds in your garden, they really do affect your brain function and your mind. Also, take care of what food and drink you put into your body. It affects your health and your quality of life. And we'll be talking about that more today. Just as our pre-programming affects our attitudes and thinking processes, so does the legacy of the nourishment and contaminants that have found their way into our bodies and that causing an effect and causes bad effects on our health in ways we just don't realize. So we have a great guest here today again, Ramona De La Cruz. And welcome, Ramona.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. And thank you, Dave, for inviting me here today.
So last month we talked about nutrition and minerals, right? Isn't that what we talked
about?
Yes,
we did.
Okay, well, and so this month we can talk about that also, but we wanted to talk about using laser therapy.
Lasers, and what are lasers? Laser is light. So today's program is about light. And every day when I wake up and I have my tea or a drink of water, I was caught my attention as a young person, this phrase in the Bible, Matthew 5:16. It says, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Or like in Matthew 6:22, thy whole body be full of light. And that's exactly what lasers do, putting back the light into your decaying cells brought on by malnutrition, by free radicals, by toxins, by environmental exposures that we have day to day, and sometimes it just evened our mind thoughts, as you say. And today I'm presenting educational material. We do not make claims to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or disorder. This is for information about how I have seen the Q Laser 1000 function around the world. And let me begin a little bit about the history. Actually, light therapy started in 1903, but laser therapy has been used for over 30 years in Europe and more than 40 countries around the world. And they use it in Europe on a day-to-day level. Unbelievable that I saw the results on people. And laser therapy is approved for human use across the board in Europe. And low-level laser therapy in the United States is approved for veterinarian use on warm-blooded animals in the USA.
Wow. Now, when you say low level, I think you said laser. What does that mean specifically?
Well, that is what it means, low level. You know, there you have the industrial lasers that we think about for cutting and surfaces on steel and glass. But this is about low-level lasers are less than 1 watt of output that have been used worldwide, all over the world.
So these wouldn't work against the Klingon vessel, would they?
No, not even the pointers.
Okay.
Now, there have been about 3,000 studies worldwide. And the Q1000, that's a resonating, harmonizing, and energy balancing laser. The probes that you see that you're familiar with, like the 660 and the 808, those are stimulating lasers. Uh-huh. And the resonating are for wounds, tissues, abrasions, cuts, organs, while the 808 stimulating lasers are very good for the bones. And they saw that FDA did approve for osteoarthritis and the effect of bones. I was in utilizing the lasers in Cambodia. I do work, a lot of philanthropic work in the orphanages around the world. And I had happened to had an altercation with somebody stealing my purse in Phnom Penh. So I went to defend myself, and I hit my forearm against the motorcycle handlebars, cracked my bone. And I was able to treat my arm with the 808 laser probe, and it really worked on myself. At that time, it was quite a relief. The poor archbishop had to bend down and tie my shoes. I wasn't able to do it at that time. But over the years, I saw what could happen with the lasers. And now, this is these 660 has 50 milliwatts, and the 808 is less than 500 milliwatts. The resonating laser is less than 5 milliwatts. That's the handheld unit that you have in front of you, that you have on your own laser.
That I almost dropped.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You got one.
Okay. Yeah, here's one right here.
So,
if I were going to demonstrate it, what mode should I put it on?
If you're going to use for muscles, tissues, aches, and pain, this is widely used
Wait,
for
allowed
pain.
Are you to look at the light?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't really do much
good,
damage.
Oh, good, because I just looked at it.
Yeah, you looked at it.
Doesn't do damage.
I'm hallucinating.
What you do try to, what I do, it is recommended on the 808, the gold probe, that you don't look at it. That's a more concentrated, to avoid looking at that point on that. And
this one's kind of like
the 101,
like
the mode one
kind of thing. Boy,
we use that for
<just flashes.
laughs> for pain, muscle
that's
pain.
For pain, the 808.
Aches. It's wonderful.
Well, this
mode
is the
two,
Q1000 right here.
Mode 2 on the Q1000 laser, that's for your brain and your heart. I unfortunately had an accident, and I had an anaphylactic shock to the anesthesia, and my heart stopped. I came out of it, and I said, how am I going to treat my heart? So I went to my Q Laser 1000 and put the mode 1, so anytime I had any problem, and it worked on over time, it assisted in putting the light back into the cells. Through, it's a photon package of energy, light, where you have in the atoms, it vibrates in the atoms, and what it does is you have the proton, neutron, and the electron. The positive charge and of the proton, the negative charge of the electron, and that puts it back. The electron vibrate to where it orbits on the outer exterior of the outermost of the cell, and that's what causes the laser.
So, Mike, you own that?
Yes.
And what is that? The 2000?
This is the Q1000.
The Q1000.
Yes.
Now, how long have you owned that?
Oh, probably, I don't know, about 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Yeah.
So what? How have you used this? You're a new user of this, and it sounds fascinating to me, by the way. How have you used it, and what have you seen?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, when you get the laser, you get a book. And the book has about, I don't know if it's 100, more than 100 different things that you can use the laser for. I mean, it's just different parts of your body. Boy, the first thing I saw was bladder. You could use it for your bladder if you wanted to. But you can use it for...
Mode 3.
Yeah, so...
For the organs.
So it has autoimmune diseases, ADD, autism, dental things, coughs, congestion, concussion, colitis, emphysema, eczema. I mean, cellulite. I haven't tried that one yet. Heart attack, gingivitis, I mean, just on and on. There's just, and it goes A to Z on different parts of your anatomy that you can use it on if you're having any kind of issues. Now, me, I'm using it for my energy. I'm trying to get my mojo. And so you can use the Mo2 on your head for, like, on your temples and the base of your skull or on the crown of your head, and to use different frequencies. Well, to use that frequency to try to help you with either your energy or your memory, or I use it for ADD. I think I'm ADD.
Yeah.
I've never been diagnosed with
it. So how long do you need to do this? Is it a daily type of routine, a couple times a day? How do you use it, Mike?
Well, I use it at least once a day. Now, there's different
depending
on what you want to do. Well, it's anywhere from 1 minute to 3 minutes point. Yes.
Wow, that's pretty quick, huh, Ramona?
That's right. And the results that people have gotten all over the world on these lasers. For me, since I work in disaster areas like in Haiti, and my laser is the older version, which I love, which I can charge the batteries through solar power. And when you don't have electricity or you have an accident, you have any condition, all you have is your own rechargeable battery. You have programming for individual conditions, whatever they might be. For the brain, there's a lot of conditions, so you're able to program that, and that gives a frequency back. It's like fine-tuning. Resonance is like the pitch of a fork, and the body responds by putting the light package and charging the cellular mitochondria.
So who thought of this? Who was the inventor to create the different modes that apply to different, whether it's illnesses or conditions, I should say? And then how do you program that? I think that's interesting because you probably you need a physician or, you know, someone that knows the human condition, but you also probably need a programmer to know how to translate it, right, into the laser. I think that's...
Wow. Well, actually, it's pretty easy. What you can do, it comes with three modes already in it, and then you can add six different. And all you do is you plug it into your laptop or your computer with a USB port, and you can go to a website, and there's several different modes you can add depending on if there's something that you want specialized. Like I added one for insomnia. Though I think mode one will work just fine for insomnia.
A lot of people have that these days. They can't sleep. Now, what did you notice about that when you worked on that? Did you feel more relaxed? Did you feel calmer? Did you feel like once you hit the pillow, your lights out?
Most of the time, it's like what it does is it has you do 3 points, and by the end of the third point, I'm normally out.
So let me ask Ramona about this.
When you asked me that question earlier about the first laser was a ruby. Laser by Ernst Baer, and it was presented on July 7th, 1960 at the Hughes Aircraft Laboratory in Los Angeles, if I recall on that. Mm-hmm. And that was the first. And over the years, from the 80s, 90s, they improved on the wattage power from 1.5 in the early 80s to 25 to the 90s, and now we're over at 50, 60 in for laser usage.
Wow, that's fascinating. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, I do have another question. Mike, you said something about 3 points. I'm going to ask Ramona, is this like acupuncture in a way with electrical currents and so on? This is Breakthrough Thinking, Breaking Murphy's Law, starring Mike Hoffman with special in-studio guest Ramona De La Cruz. We'll be right back.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, In addition to water and fire damage repair, our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches. 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and this is Breaking Murphy's Law every first Monday and Tuesday of each month from 2 to 3, starring none other than Mike Hoffman.
Hey, Dave. Thanks. It's good to be back.
Huh? Remember, like, Ed McMahon?
Yeah? What's that?
Who's Ed McMahon?
Oh, he was the...
Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson guy, yeah. Tonight Show. But he only came out for Johnny Carson.
That's it?
If Johnny Carson had a guest, Ed McMahon did not come out there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a pretty good show, wasn't it?
Right, it was a pretty good show,
I liked it. And, of course, owner of ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals, special in-studio guest here today, Ramona De La Cruz. Talking about lasers, very interesting. You said on our break that it was FDA approved. That's got to give a lot of people comfort.
Yes, it does, because there's five classifications of lasers, and this one is the 1 through 3A, and you don't need protective eyewear for it. Actually, the flashing lamps that are used for hair removal are far more damaging to the eye than this what this laser could be.
Oh, and probably those tanning salons, too. Mm-hmm. You get in one of those. I've never tried one. Have you ever tried one?
No, never tried one. No.
Tommy, have you ever tried one? He said no. He probably didn't know the question.
I might try one of those tanning spray booths sometime.
Oh, Lily's tried one? Oh, yeah? Okay. But no, those can be dangerous, I heard.
Yes, they can. And that's one of the good things about the FDA, that they approved this for osteoarthritis.
Oh.
Why? Because when you look at a research group in Norway, summarized that the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, they reduce short-term pain associated with osteoarthritis, little slightly better than a placebo effect.
Really? Interesting.
In Britain, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, the side effects cost an estimated 2,000 deaths per year due to the fact that 8.5 million osteoarthritis patients take these drugs on a regular basis. In Canada, 90% of the prescribed anti-inflammatory drugs are attributed to the treatment of arthritis. It also has been attributed that one-third of the arthritis budget has been used to handle side effects of anti-inflammatory drugs.
You know, this is interesting. You're talking about side effects because Ramona and Mike, as you well know, if you watch TV these days, they have all these drugs on there. But then they spend the whole time saying, however, this could cause depression and death and high blood. I mean, right? They go through a list of things. I go, you're kidding me. Why? What are they advertising? You know, death or cure? So let me ask you, in context to that, are there any side effects to the laser that
No, no side effects. These figures support the use of a side effect-free method, like low-level laser therapy. And it's ideal for elderly, chronic patients to have a laser of their own. It's amazing. How long can you wait while you're having a heart attack for the ambulance?
Not long.
Okay. How long can you be when you're out and camping in your motor home and you're enjoying the wild and nature and all of a sudden accidents happen? Abrasion, a burn. When you saw, Mike, the results of burns being treated and the no scarring, I myself had an accident and eliminated a lot of, I had no scarring on my face, and that was 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago.
You look great.
Thank you.
Because I saw you 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That was two weeks ago.
Here, right here on the radio show, you saw her.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Well, that's pretty amazing. So let me ask you this. Mike, you said, you know, when you did 3 points, I wasn't sure. I suspect three different positional points that you use for sleeping, you know, to help you sleep. So, Ramona, back to you. In that context, is this like acupuncture then when you described 3 points?
Yes, right. You can use it just like regular practice where you can put it directly on the spot. Or they found that it really, really assisted the body in the increase of bioenergy available to the body by utilizing laser acupuncture. And this is especially for wonderful for kids who have, or people that have phobia on needles, that don't like the needles, or like being poked and prod. And this is a very self-maintenance that you can do in your own home and your own time. And it's a wonderful tool. Like, for example, look at the people that had the disaster areas. We didn't have electricity. They didn't have a way to call out or a way to take care of themselves.
How long does this take to learn how to use this? Mike, how long did it take you? Was it pretty easy?
That's pretty easy. I mean, you can go through a seminar, you know, of a few hours. Comes with a book that you can read. But, you know, most of the items in here, as far as if you want to apply it to, it's very, very, it's almost, the manual that comes with it, it's almost like, I don't know if you ever bought furniture from IKEA.
But yeah, I did.
Yeah. So, you know, it's all pictures and stuff, and you can.
I had to hire an installer to figure it out.
Yeah, okay.
I did.
Well,
it was a good price, but the installer was a fortune.
Yeah, well, I've put together a lot of IKEA furniture.
Well, I could have called you.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, I wouldn't charge too much. But, you can, you know, it's all pictures, you know, and this has, this isn't all pictures, but it uses pictures, and, you know, you can see, like, for instance, here's one page out of it. You can see. You know, it gives some different conditions you can use it for a particular part of the body and what modes. And it kind of shows you, you know, where to place the laser. Using a model here, the same kind of thing. You know, so there's a lot of illustrations.
Dislocation of bones?
Yes.
It helps with that, Ramona?
Yes, it does.
Let me see this book.
And it goes right through and repairs on the bone.
Uh-huh.
Interesting. And so you could have a dislocation and it could.
It assists. Yes, it does.
It assists. Do you need other help, or would this be possibly the only thing you need?
It depends upon to the severity of your condition at the moment.
Wow, one for drowsiness.
Mm-hmm. Put it on your brain, mode 2.
Wow, this is very, very cool stuff.
Very scientific, and this is, you know, it's laser. It's light amplification stimulated by emission of radiation.
Now, I see it says with colds. What does that specifically do? Just accelerate the healing process of the cold?
Well, you've seen a lot of people that have been having a lot of colds lately, and they made extensive study on the colds. You can put the Mode 1 right on the bridge of your nose if you have a really stuffed up nose that really clears it up, or in your forehead, it clears it up, and you put Mode 3 also on your throat, and that really relieves a lot of people. A lot of the customers that have lasers in the Surprise area and Phoenix area I've noticed that. I've been calling them to see how they've been responding to this flu epidemic, and all of them have stayed right at the line. They have not sunk. They haven't took days off. It just hasn't barely touched them. They felt the little, just little bit of a sniffle, and they took care of themselves right away.
Here's one that I find interesting here, because it looks like it's an emotional situation. Claustrophobia. How does that work for claustrophobia?
Well, claustrophobia, that can be nutrition-wise. It could be by a toxicity. All of a sudden, when you have copper, okay, released into your bloodstream, or at night, like anxiety, when your muscles relax and the copper is released into the bloodstream, anxiety. Well, claustrophobia, you put the laser to your brain, into the indications given there, and it calms the person down.
That is...
I've had children on the airline where they've been crying. And just as, you know, have you ever been in a plane with a child screaming and crying? You want to go to sleep?
Yeah, it's really
You got
annoying.
A business meeting the following morning?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I've had a lot of people love me after that when I take the laser out immediately.
Really?
And doing on that. Or I've had a stewardess or the airline personnel, thank God for them, there to... for emergencies, not just simply to service, but sometimes they do get their off moments.
Wow, just really very interesting. Hernia.
It's science.
How does it?
Yes, it does. What
hernias?
It does, it through light and the putting of the stimulating the atom, proton, neutron, electron, it puts the activates the cellular mitochondria. That's the energy packets in the energy production in the cell.
Well, is it possible that our cells are getting kind of anemic or something, and it kind of re-energizes them?
Yes, it does. It
I'm sorry to interrupt, but you've mentioned a certain type of energy before, and I forget, natural energy or healing energy, or we have certain bioenergies in our body, right?
Yes.
And so I'm just wondering, and they work all the time. Let's say I cut myself. I've cut myself several times, and it's a miracle that I, you know, 2 weeks later, the cut's gone, you know?
Yeah, that you've By done using that. This?
No, just naturally. Our bodies naturally repair themselves. I broke my leg skiing a few years ago. It's kind of embarrassing, but I broke my leg, and the bone got healed, right? So our body has natural healing properties, I believe. Does the laser just kind of help the body along with what it's already doing?
Exactly. What our body is a miracle. Right?
Yeah.
We are a miracle. And when our body is in optimum form with nutrition, with quality water, and energy applied through laser, when we're a little off, not a constant maintenance, but when we're a little off, that really recharges your batteries in your cells. The same concept as when your battery in your car is low or in your computer.
This is just... really interesting. I mean, there's so many things here that I'm looking at in this book. Did you look at all of them?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I've not all of them, but quite a few.
Varicose veins, for example.
They can reduce the pain. They can promote the faster healing of your cells. Mm-hmm. They reduce the inflammation on your veins. They assist for the structure, for the filaments, for the nerves, for the veins. Usually when I have, I've seen people with a high carbohydrate consumption, they have a lot of calcium deposited on the membrane of the wall, so the nutrients aren't going across the cell wall, or the veins or their arteriosclerosis because of calcium deposits. So there can reduce a lot of the inflammation on the veins, increase bone repair in the veins inside the bones. You relax your muscles, your immune system. And that's what it's done for hundreds of people here in the Valley when we've had this flu epidemic. It also re-energizes the cells, and it does a lot more on that.
This is amazing. Now, what do you think the trend will be? I mean, you said in Europe it's would you say it's pretty common in Europe right now?
Yes, it is. The trend is going because of, you know, some people see the high cost of medical care. Some people do not have insurance. Some people have some chronic conditions that it gets expensive to outlay so much money for doctor treatments. Some are under insurance. Some are covered by Medicare. Some are not. But the most important thing for me is, how long can you wait when you're having a heart attack or a stroke?
Yeah.
You grab that immediately, or a burn or a cut. And that's immediate care and self-care and maintenance. And it helps in the quality of life, and especially when we're going senior citizens.
Well, yeah, there's no doubt. I could see that. That's interesting, because something like this, perhaps, from an economic basis, could reduce health care costs, right?
Right. Yeah,
that's right. Exactly.
And isn't that a number one concern in the nation right now?
That's right. That's exactly it, and that's what we're looking for, people.
Hmm. Then we'd have more money for military spending.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So this is a question of national defense. Boy, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Faster
sorry.
Healing.
Okay.
You know, it also prevents scarring. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful for the scars.
Now, would this be classified in the alternative medicine category, do you think?
It's
holistic
more of
healing?
Integrative.
Integrative. Okay. Well,
integrative.
That's a good word.
I like, because you look at acupuncture, that's an ancient science.
Yeah.
Thousands of years
well, that's true.
Before.
Yeah.
That's science.
And most people recognize that now.
Exactly.
Everywhere in
how
the world,
your
even the United
energy
States.
Goes. And the Chinese were the first to use laser acupuncture.
Oh, they were.
And to extract molars using laser, absolutely painless.
Really?
Yes. And what has happened in our society through evolution, mostly involution, our jaws have gotten smaller. In certain people in the Anglo-Saxon community, and for what they call the definition of beauty, where they had a smaller, refined jaw, and that affected the proprioception points. These are the points where your jaw, your lower jaw, aligns with your upper jaw, and how it affects your parasympathetic and your sympathetic nervous systems. And most people, 70% of health conditions are, in fact, based on misalignment of your jaw and laser, and with the Q Laser 1000 and the probes, it really assists to maintain your body from falling into those conditions. Maintenance is the most important. And it stays for a long time, for months, 6 months usually, when you have condition and you treat it, that you won't have a chronic. So it's a matter of maintaining your body. It's like cutting your hair.
Wow, that mm-hmm. yeah, you cut your hair a couple weeks ago.
Hey,
it's growing long again.
Well, yeah, it is. I better go to the barber again soon.
Excellent. Let's take another quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion with Ramona De La Cruz. This is really interesting about lasers. I have heard of this, and we have a firsthand testimony here. Yeah. Mike Hoffman, you have one.
I have one.
And you like it. Very interesting, and we'll be right back.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and this is Breaking Murphy's Law, starring Mike Hoffman, of course, every first Monday and Tuesday of each month from 2 to 3, and brought to you by ServiceMaster, by Disaster Professionals. And speaking of a disaster, wow, we were talking on the break. What really bugs me are all these commercials from these drugs, but they read off, you know, it might help arthritis, but, and then 5 minutes of talking about what it, all the negative aspects. I don't even know why they're on TV, actually.
Well, I think they're required by the FDA to do all those side effects.
That's amazing. I mean, who would take a risk on that?
Yeah, I know. Well,
you might die if you take this, and if you don't, you'll be depressed for the rest of your life.
But I think it's kind of the most interesting part of the commercial, isn't it? You get side effects.
Yeah, it's like, wow.
It's
and
a
then
learning
you see,
experience.
And you see people jumping up and down smiling. It's like, really? Really?
Yeah.
What commercial's that?
Hmm.
I don't know. They're smiling. Okay. But anyway, this is fascinating, very fascinating information. Now, lasers, how do you, well, we only have, I don't know, about 15 minutes, but let's talk about, well, one other thing before we start to tail this off. Concussions, you know, the NFL, it's big in today's world with the National Football League really worried about this, and hockey has some issues. Pretty much those two. Well, obviously boxing, but the NFL's worried because there's a decrease in youth football right now because the parents are like, wow, we're worried about our son or daughter or whatever playing football.
Well, they're going out to war when they go out to the football field. But, yeah, Ramona, I bet she has
you know,
something
I'm going
to
tell you that the Q-Laser 1000 has been in a lot of Super Bowls. And I'm going to tell you that it was definitely in the past Super Bowls by players that use it when they have injury. It was also in the Olympics. And I used it with triathletes and swimmers.
Was it with Lance Armstrong is the real question.
Well, actually, he did use it. His
was
he named, yes.
He should have just stuck with that.
Yeah.
And an injury. What happens when you have an injury and it's caused the inflammation, the release of these cellular proteins and liquid resulting in swelling, edema, discoloration. Mm. And the laser speeds up the lymphatic drainage. So they reduce the swelling, the edema, the discoloration, and it's best used immediately after an accident or an injury. It is spectacular when I've used it on children that have had concussion, especially like in horse accidents. where they fall down.
Sure.
And I've approached a lot of the parents, but they couldn't understand the concept that by treating their child right away on their head injuries and avoiding brain damage, the buildup of liquid or any tearing or any hemorrhaging, it was possible, and there wasn't some children that I did work on just to show them the difference, that there wasn't any swelling and any discoloration in the sprains. And the athletes on running or the long jump, the swelling was going down in minutes.
So a lot of these trainers, sports organizations may have some of these lasers.
Yes, they do.
So, yeah, and that mm-hmm. says a lot, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you think about it.
But we need it where our young children are training. We need to protect the brains of our youth.
Now, will it ever do you project in the future that, like, schools may have a few lasers available to help kids that may have had accidents? Do you see hospitals having more lasers? I mean, where do you see this taking off?
I see it where a greater awareness, how much we can take control of our own health.
Mm.
Instead of waiting for the healthcare industry, emergencies, you can't wait. Attention to our elders is a very expensive cost to maintain them, to help them out of Alzheimer's.
Does this work on that, too?
Yes, it does.
Talk a little bit about that. I mean, what do you know about that?
Alzheimer's with nutrition is very important. Remember, there's a very important, interesting point. They were telling us a long time, doctors, of take calcium. But if you don't have the proper minerals, like we discussed before, in your body of having the copper to bind the calcium to go up into the uptake where it's needed in the bones or in the blood, it's deposited in the tissue. So you don't have the penetration of nutrients going across the cell wall. Plus, you don't have that osmotic process, the ionic osmotic process of toxins coming out of the cell and nutrients coming in. And a lot of the toxic metals like aluminum would affect it. So that's going to affect the cells on a cellular charge, short-circuiting the brain.
You know, I heard that in mm-hmm. relation to Alzheimer's. Aluminum has been an issue.
That's a big time. And when you have excessive calcium deposited in your brain, it does destroy brain cells and doesn't help your memory.
Wow, that's amazing. We sort of have the rainbow right here, but not fully utilizing it.
Well, it's over 3,000 studies already compiled in 40 different countries where they don't have the advanced, but they need the portability, the efficacy, the availability of being able to, on command, take care of yourself.
You know, it's interesting with the baby boomer becoming huge, right, as we move the times right now. It appears this would be really very important to have access to this. What are some ways you can have access to this? To these lasers? I mean, you have to buy it. Can you lease it?
We have programs available, and you can call me at my office.
Oh, okay.
And I do train people to utilize them, how to make it available to them. And that's what we would like to do, is have people try them, use it. And, Mike, you saw the effect in your friends, in your family, in yourself. And the fact that inside ourselves we have an internal pharmacy that every possible medication for illness, injury, or ailment activated by laser, it if activated correctly, it provides the exact natural drug needed by our body to do its healing with the perfect amount required to heal from the inside.
You know, somehow we've gotten away from that, right?
Natural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, I'm a big fan of holistic type things. It just makes sense to me. You know, with the mind, the body. I mean, the holistic approach seems to make sense to me. Does it make sense to you, Mike?
Oh, it sure does, yeah.
You know, Dave, the cell, this is the beauty. Look at you and look at Mike. Mm-hmm. Your brains.
Mm-hmm.
We need to protect our people,
like a commercial.
Our citizens, that are our brains and the body, the cells, are by nature, God made us to easily go into 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
100 years.
Wow.
Easy.
Right. And more and more people are doing that.
In this community.
In
this community in Mexico, in the Barranca del Cobre, the Tarahumara, it's these little figures here. This man walking up and down here, 103 years old.
And you're showing me like a picture. Is that
this is the Copper Canyon in Mexico. These are the
Rada on the ledge? Is
overlooking the Copper Canyon.
I thought he was going to jump in like a lake or something.
No. And what it is that
cliff diving.
They were trained to run 50 miles a day.
Really?
Yes. In order to be shamans, you have to run 50 miles a day with a pack on your back to be able to treat conditions, accidents in the community. And I saw the age and longevity. So the more modern the cultures that we have such an influx of our foods.
Yeah.
Are they natural foods? But most often the words is processed foods. And energy.
Other than whole foods.
Right.
Like prayer and good mind thought.
I totally agree. How important? Let's talk about that. I mean, I'm sure it's somehow related, but the mindset, how important is that to you? The belief systems, the mind openness.
Because we create our chemistry. We're a mini laboratory.
Yeah, so mindset is big, right?
Very, very important. Mm-hmm. And if you have the right electrical charge, the synapse, the energy in the cells with the Q laser 1000 resonating and stimulating in your bones and your organs, where they able to heal themselves. I think God made us in his image.
Yeah.
And we've forgotten that.
I think so too. It's unfortunate. I mean, with all the advancements, it seems like we're going backwards sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't that make sense?
Right.
And we're going back to the light. It's going back to the light.
Yeah,
the light in the cells.
Uh-huh.
The light in our awareness of our brain.
Yeah, awareness is a key word, I would say. And so, Mike, tell us a little bit more about this. I mean, you have one. That's yours, right?
Yep. It's my wife's. She lets me use it. But
wow, she does?
Yeah, we share it. But
she's on line one and say, hey, I misplaced my laser today.
Yeah, something like that. She noticed.
So you can share. So in other words, you can, like a family could share one.
Oh, most definitely.
Oh, okay.
Mike is the best example. Yeah. How many have we gone through? 7 people, 8 people?
Oh,
on the
probably
family?
At least. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Minimum. Mm-hmm. Minimum.
Really?
That you can utilize it and maintain.
Because it doesn't take long. It's just
no,
a few minutes here and there, right?
And
right,
I love it for students. For students that, oh my gosh, when you have a slow metabolizer, they have a hard time waking up in the morning.
How about this? I didn't say it in the book, but I may not have seen everything in the book. But psychological issues, bipolar, depression, any impact on that?
Most definitely. Take a look at the manual.
Yeah, it's in there.
It is so beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. I have had some children that I've worked on that I donated my time because the family can't afford health care. So I do a lot of participation in the community.
Wow.
And it's been a blessing to me to see how the children respond.
Mm-hmm.
How the children respond when they've been in abuse situations, or how the children respond when they have certain mental conditions, fears, phobias.
Alcoholism?
Yeah.
Really? That's in here. I see it right here.
So no, it doesn't help alcoholism if you're still drinking a pint or a quart of whiskey a day, right?
Oh, okay.
You've got to want to. It's got to be.
That's right. You're absolutely
You have
right.
to have the desire to overcome it.
Oh, okay.
And this will help.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of suspect that the laser is something that it's great if you're following a good diet, if you're taking care of yourself, you're watching your environment and the things that you expose yourself to. The laser, I expect, is another tool that will help transform you to another level, but it won't make up for doing things, reckless things with your life, whether it's with what you eat and drink or the kind of things that you, where you spend your time and energies. But
it's a great tool to assist you to be the best that you can be.
Right.
To really reach your potential in your mind thought and thinking, emotional stability, quality of life. And that's what we're looking for, isn't it? Through nutrition.
Yeah.
This is the quality of life, no matter what age.
That's what
and
people
in what
want.
Condition.
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
this we'd like to, when we see our senior citizens and even our young people nowadays, our young people, I did 100,000 children in 32 countries. I explained that to you. I couldn't get our children here in this country 1 minute, 13 seconds of concentration, while South Korea had 10 minutes. That brought...
Wow. That's so ADD and those type of things.
Those are labels.
Yeah.
Well, the labels. New labels every
Which
year.
Can be very dangerous, by the way. If you mislabel someone, you can actually start acting out those symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it even creates...
Oh, that's a cute one.
I think
that's
so.
That's a good one.
No,
that's
a good one. I believe that. I think it does. And this is, you know, what's interesting is that there's a world beyond what people realize, isn't there?
Right.
Yes, there is.
There's so much more, and you just... You know, to explore, you mentioned the word awareness. Very, very important.
Especially
and
in the inner world.
Mm-hmm. Very important.
The inner world.
I totally agree on that.
Inner world.
Yeah.
Well, it's all about the inner world.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I was reading a book that Ramona had recommended to me. It's called Incognito. And in that book, the author, he's at Baylor University. But anyway, he talks about how your brain works and your mind works. And you know, he talks about you've got your brain, I think about half your brain is utilized just for vision. I mean, because there's a lot, you know, when you're seeing, there's a lot of stimuli that are being processed, okay? And he talks about how your brain is doing more than just thinking. It's also controlling a lot of functions of your body that are basically on autopilot. You don't think about making your heart beat. You don't think
right.
about breathing. You don't think about blood flowing. You don't think about your liver working and all those kind of things. So in a way, we've got the conscious part of our brain that's part of our brain. Then you got the rest of the brain that is controlled separately on autopilot. But then I kind of suspect that it doesn't have to be exactly autopilot. I kind of suspect that our conscious brain, with the right training and understanding, can influence those other systems of our body. And perhaps the laser and our diet and other things can help with that. If it's done the right way.
Exactly, and balancing the parasympathetic and the sympathetic nervous system, mm-hmm. the part that provides the rhythms, the natural internal clocks, and the other one that assists us when we have emergencies, fight or flight.
Yeah.
And balancing it both is one of the most important things we can do.
This is very, very fascinating and something that people should check out. You know, at least check it out. Mm-hmm. Don't you agree? I mean,
they can call me anytime.
Right.
Let's get your phone number out here.
My phone number is 480-809-5553.
So that's 480-809-5553?
Exactly.
Wow. And do you have like seminars on this, or do
yes, we do. I have seminars maybe once every other month.
Oh, really?
On the lasers. I will go anywhere to explain the lasers or educate on the use of the lasers or on difficult conditions or on humanitarian conditions. When I was in Haiti, those are the times when we didn't have access to drugs,
right?
And all the modern accoutrements that we have in medicine.
Yeah.
This is when the equipment really shone, bringing the results.
Very, very fascinating. So 480-809-5553.
Exactly.
Ask for Ramona.
Yes, thank you.
Well, this has been a real honor to have you on again. You are so articulate and you're so calm. That's what I notice most. Mike, mm-hmm. you know how very soothing
right.
she is?
Oh, she's very zen-like over there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, this is really very cool. But a powerful energy, mm-hmm. yet calm and soothing. Boy, that's a unique combination.
Yeah.
I want some of that. Yeah. All right. Anyway.
Put your hand out.
The what? Oh, she's going to. Oh. Oh,
nice. Do you feel it?
I don't know. I liked it, though. All right. Let's close down the show. I'm taking off. All right, Michael, all right. How do they get in touch with you? You have warm hands. Oh, what's that?
Well, you can. Oh. All right. She's going to like that ping pong ball. And if you can call me at 602-431-2222, that's 602-431-2222.
Wow, and we're doing some energy thing right now. Okay. Anyway, stay tuned for The Bottom Line, starring Mitchell Spean and a special guest right up at 3 o'clock.
Arizona Station, 1010 KXXT, Tolleson, Phoenix.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222. And our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, a private client practice. Reidenauer, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
At Beerham Baum & Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerham Baum & Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.